Well, hi and good day everyone, it's McColgan on Monday 19th of March. I've been out walking and I've finally caught up with all the booze. I've run out of the booze. desperately trying to find some other stuff, maybe some things I've missed. But nope, I've got it all up to date. Loads to make comment on, to do boo comments. But what I wanted to do, say in this boo was, which is kind of ironic in a way because of the problems that Sarah is having at the moment, or was having. I'm not sure if Sarah's got them sorted out yet. I know she's had fantastic advice from a lot of the people on Audio Boo. And as I said, it's kind of ironic because for a little while I have been thinking about having my own blog post. Now, I'm not going to dive into this. It's just been something that I've been thinking about. I'm not even sure exactly how it would be themed, what I would like to do on it. Well, I have two or three ideas, but at the moment they're just ideas, and I'd have to really decide which way I'm going to go with it if I do it. So as I said, that with the problems that Sarah's been having with all this, posturus and I think it was posturus, wasn't it? Yeah, posturus, and then WordPress and various other blog sites. I'm trying to get everything fixed out. I kind of thought, well, maybe it's not a good time, or maybe you can correct me and say it is a good time, it's still a good time to go ahead and do it. So my question really is, what's involved, and is it relatively simple to set one up? Is it relatively easy to maintain one? In other words, to add new material, whether it's audio or visual, captured material from elsewhere. How often would you at least need to, as a minimum, update your blog? I mean, would you have to do it weekly, daily, monthly? As a minimum, I mean. Obviously, if you've got a lot of content, I understand you'd be blogging away merrily. And the reason that I have kind of held back on it is the fact that at the moment, it's not that I haven't got a lot of time, but I always try to catch up on Twitter, although I don't tweet an awful lot now. I certainly, every day from morning, try to keep tags on Audio Boo, and I have a Facebook page which I established a while back, but I really don't do anything with it. It's there. I know it's getting updated pretty soon from Facebook itself, but I really don't do anything with Facebook. So that's another tie-in question. If you're doing a blog, is it in your interest to have other sites tagged onto it? In other words, you know, Facebook or some other platform that you could use to get your word out there, in other words. So, yes, any help would be gratefully received because it's all new to me. I've really only kind of dived into this since, I'll be honest, totally honest, since I got my iPhone, and that was at Christmas. So, you know, I'm not even 3 months into this social networking. I did have, as I said, the Facebook page, but I established that even, I think, towards the middle of, or the autumn of last year, and didn't do a lot with it. I have a Smug Mug gallery, which is a photographic gallery. It's actually a fantastic, I don't know if you ever looked at Smug Mug. Smugmug, smugmug.com, and it is a fantastic website for hosting your videos and photographs And it's definitely worth a look. So I recommend it. It's very, very professional. Yes, so would then want to tie in SpugMug to my blog post and possibly Facebook and Twitter. I know that a lot of you guys have links to Twitter. I see maybe you post something up and it comes up maybe 3-4 times in succession in the same article, simply because it's been redirected from the various tie-ins that you have. So if I can shorten that to, is it relatively easy to do? What kind of maintenance would you have to do with it? What kind of regularity would you have to be, as a minimum, be blogging? And any help on materials, what sites to use, and anything really. Doesn't matter what it is, anything at all. I know that a lot of you out there are way, way ahead of me, and also use coding. So, you guys, Scottish word of saying that you guys is to say use guys, are the encyclopedia for techno stuff that I hope to glean as much information as possible. And as I said, I'm not want to waste anybody's time. If people make an effort to suggest to me how to do it and it's not too difficult, and I get encouragement, then I will certainly go ahead with it once I decide how I'm going to put on it, basically. So I won't waste anybody's time. If I do get enough information and encouragement, I'll certainly go ahead with it, because it's something I think I would like to do. And be interesting to see to see how it went anyway, and to see how I could possibly run it. So lots of ideas and lots of help, I'm sure, from yous that are in the know. So I look forward to hearing something. I'll stay up all night if need be, if you're going to do anything, or unless you're going to put it in raised caps. Don't do it. Not worth it. Yeah, okay. Bye for now.